Hello and welcome back to 40 days and 40 nights on the Camino with Jamie, the long distance coach. This is your host, this is the author, Jamie Wallace. So I'm back to walking. I woke up in Lyon and I am going to walk to a place called Hospital. Seeing as we've been talking about hospitals and hospitality in the last few episodes. This will be my 26th day since leaving Scotland, and my 21st day back on the Camino de Santiago walking after my rest days. So this morning I woke up at 6 o'clock. I was unsure of how the day was going to go. That's the same every morning. We never know what the day has in front of us, do we? I prayed for fortune and I hoped that that he managed to get to where he needed to go to. I do worry for him and I worry about his limp. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. So yeah, he'd always had this limp because of he'd got these blisters on his own feet. But he was enduring the pain and he was going through, he was managing to succeed and going through that pain barrier and continue on his way at the fast rate of kind of speed that he was going. But, you know, I knew he was a sensitive wee soul, so I do hope that he was able to kind of get on with that. I checked out at the hotel that I was staying at. It was about 100 euros for my stay. And I withdrew some money for the rest of the journey. So that's the thing. When you're on these journeys, going through little villages and little hamlets and things like that, cash machines are nowhere to be found. So when you get to a large town or large city, these are sometimes your only opportunity to get access to physical cash. And it's the physical cash that's going to help you secure food and maybe some souvenirs when you get to these smaller places. Certainly when I was traveling in 2018, they weren't set up for kind of cashless transactions. So bear that in mind. Maybe today it's a bit different with the pandemic speeding up cashless transactions, you know, using, you know, tap technology and things like that. But always bear in mind, it's always good to actually physically carry some notes and some change with you on the way. So I made my way in the dark that morning through the streets of Lyon, passing San Marcos, crossing the bridge, and with every step I was taking, leaving the city behind me. In the first main town outside, I went into a bar for breakfast and I got myself a bocadillo con tortilla. And I remember I had to cross a bit of waste ground before I got to this place. It was quite, maybe a bit of brown belt. There was a bit of industry outside of the town before it came back into a little village type town in kind of quite countryside setting. And there for breakfast, I met a Dane, a Finn and a Dutchman. And had a wee chat with them over breakfast. And then further along the way, I caught up with Elaine. So I remember Elaine from Northern Ireland. Elaine who me, Dave, David, Guido and herself would be like walking along the yellow brick road. So this was Elaine, and so we walked a few kilometres together until we got to the wooden shop. And it was there that I met a couple of Italians and a Hungarian and a couple of South Koreans on the way. They were called Anna and Ewan. So I walked the rest of the way to my alberg, where I ended up deciding to stay the night with them. And it was good that the path was a smooth road. It was flat and the weather wasn't too hot. It was 23 degrees Celsius with a breeze. So we arrived at the parish hostel. It was run by the Order of Malta. And it was hosted by a married young Hungarian couple. That's right. Bilu was one of their names. And where we were staying, it was a really pretty place. In front of the town, so as we approached this place of hospital, there's a stunning kind of Roman bridge. I don't know if it's Roman, but it's got 19 arches, and we have to walk across this to get into the to get access to the town. I actually thought by its name it was going to be a tiny small place, but it actually is quite a big town. It's got a shopping centre as well. I've got a note here that the kiosk is overpriced. The Koreans, that's right. So we're in the kitchen. So the Koreans made some Korean noodles for dinner and they shared this with me. I'd also bought some bread and cookies from the little shop, the kiosk, overpriced kiosk, and we shared them as well. So we had a nice meal together. There was a Basque man from Navarra and he was preparing a proper meal of pork chops with garlic and onion. He made a proper meal, you know, like chopping everything up with knives and everything, chopping boards out. I got a message through saying that Fortune had arrived in Calabelos. He'd arrived about 85 kilometers away from Santiago de Compostela. For me, that's like 3 or 4 days away. So I'm really happy for him. And I'm sure that without a doubt that he's going to arrive in Santiago on schedule, according to his schedule anyway. This day I'd walked 30 kilometers from Lyon to Hospital. And we sat outside in the garden, just chilling. There was a vending machine where we got some beers and stuff and just chilled and relaxed. Had the washing out, dried it up, made sure it got dried, took it all in. Just the usual rigmarole that you do. And it was just nice. Been able to get back on track and continue making my own way towards Santiago while seeing that those in front of me, like Fortune, were progressing well in their journeys. Tune into the next episode where I'll go on about my next day on the Camino de Santiago. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Tune in again tomorrow for the next episode.